War in Iraq creates child trauma. Christians respond. Believers help break a poverty cycle in Uganda. And a children's Bible ministry is a seedbed of hope for Ghana. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Over the past 6 years, Iraqi children have been suffering severely from relentless bloodshed. Open Doors launched a new ministry for traumatized children of war. Jerry Dykstra explains why they felt they had to respond.
If the people are so distressed, they will not be able to function in post-war society.
Many didn't know how to address the trauma. They needed help.
Some of the courses that are being taught are child and teenage development, emotional development, and the need for children to express and manage emotions and feelings, understanding child trauma, artist therapy, post-traumatic stress disorder, and another one is forgiveness, and what the Bible teaches about forgiveness.
It's an investment in the future body of Christ in Iraq. Dykstra says,
it's so vital to get people back on their feet and have a positive outlook in the midst of a land that is again experiencing a high level of violence.
Next, according to the United Nations, more than 1.3 million people in southern Sudan are in danger of starving to death. Reach Global's Tony Freitas confirms these reports.
Three of our villages right now are pretty severely hit by it. 2 weeks ago, I received an email from one of our pastors that's working in a village called Nagashot. And inside that village, they had five people who died because of starvation.
Now they're working hard to try and find a way to get food into the region while training the Sudanese through community health evangelism to help them use their locally available resources to solve their problems.
They're also trained in taking biblical principles that go along with what they have learned to share the gospel with people in their community. So the only real good side of this whole situation is it's an opportunity to take the gospel to these people.
Reach Global is collecting money to help provide food to these people through the local church. Pray that many will respond to this need. You're listening to Mission Network News. Along with the suffering created by drought and political conflict, the world's economic crisis has added to Kenya's woes. In a recent report, Africa Inland Mission highlighted Kenya's struggles and needs. 90% of the students were turned away from Scott Theological College last week because they couldn't afford tuition. Kenyan churches struggle to care for the poor while maintaining themselves. Pray that these needs are met and ask God to comfort Kenyans in these difficult times. Elsewhere, Living Water International is empowering the next generation in Uganda. For the past 20 years, the Lord's Resistance Army has been wreaking havoc and fear in Uganda. LWI hopes to break the cycles of violence and spiritual darkness by giving a more stable environment to the next generation. By providing clean water, LWI keeps kids in school where they can get an education and break out of poverty. Pray for a spiritual breakthrough in Uganda. And hundreds of children are responding to the gospel in Ghana. An AMG International partner has an agreement with the schools in Accra to reach 20,000 students during the school year. AMG's Roger Thomas explains that
they pass out Mailbox Club Bible lessons to junior high students. And these kids get one lesson every week for the whole 3 years that they are in junior high. In August then of each year, they have vacation Bible schools. It's the culmination of this year of Bible study where the kids come together for a week, and there's hundreds of them that come to know the Lord at those times.
But poor funding prevented them from getting all the lessons out. In addition,
many of these students who get these lessons every week don't have a Bible in their home to do their homework in. So we have a proposal request into a foundation to provide 8,000 Bibles for the families of these kids.
You can help. Our website will give you the details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.